Archer?
I would.
Say that for me.
Arching.
That tree that Washington was supposed to cut down, that's a
cherry tree.
What would you call the hard inside part?
Pit.
Or say this peaches. Have you ever heard of the, what about the inside part of the peach?
The seed.
Do you have peaches, or have you heard of peaches where the meat was pretty tight against the seed? You had to cut the seed out of it? You ever heard that kind of peach called anything in particular?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard of a clean peach or plum peach?
Yeah.
Which one?
Clean would be the, uh-huh.
What about the other kind that the seed just...
Just... I never think about it.
Freestone? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're a brand, more or less.
Oh, I see.
See, we don't have fruit trees in this area.
Okay. What about that part of an apple that you don't eat? You call that?
The core.
Ever heard of people taking, slicing up fruit and letting it dry? Making things with it?
Yeah.
Like
dried fruit.
Just dried
fruit. Uh-huh.
Or what about any different kinds of nuts growing in this area?
Other than pecans, no.
What about the type that Carter has popped up?
Peanuts. I think there are some, but they're not grown in buns around here.
Have you ever heard peanuts called by any other name?
Goober nuts.
Goobers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ground peas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or another kind of tree. Well, it's a nut you might see around Christmas time. Buy yourself a bag of...
Walnuts?
Yeah. Those don't grow around here.
Uh-uh.
Or another nut. Or
the almond?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't grow.
Or a fruit that Anita Bryant always put.
An orange?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or say if somebody was had a garden, what would be some typical vegetables that they probably grow in the garden?
Tomatoes, corn, beans and peas, peppers, and some sugar cane down here, not a great deal of it. Strawberries in a patch. And squash, turnip greens and collards.
Any particular kind of beans? What do they call them, beans?
Snap beans, and they have some peas. The Crowder peas are, and the lima beans are grow well down here.
You ever heard people call lima beans anything else?
Well, the dried lima beans. You have the fresh lima in the dried lima.
Is that the same thing with butter beans?
Yeah, they do, uh-huh.
Or you mentioned tomatoes. Do you have the variety that doesn't get much bigger about that?
Yeah, but they don't grow that well.
You have any idea what we call them?
No, I sure don't.
Herb called cherry tomatoes or salad tomatoes?
Yeah, I'm not salad tomatoes. I have heard them call that.
What about tiny toes?
Nope.
Or it's a red covered root vegetable. It tastes pretty hot.
Oh, radishes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Those grow well down here.
What about different types of potatoes?
Irish potatoes and the new potatoes. There's no name. The little red new potatoes, they're have a different skin, but they're growing down here, but you don't have that much luck. You can in a small garden that's well drained because we're so far below sea level that they'll rot in the ground.
Mm.
And you have to be watching real close. Now up further in they do.
Mm-hmm. What about sweet potato?
They grow some of them, but you have to be careful with those just like you do the Irish potato.
Yeah.